Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How many of you are in a relationship with someone who wants nothing to do with Valentine's Day?
That's so tough.
Speaks Why Mornings with Moose and Breezy. It is the day of love, but not everyone is going to get shot with Cupid's arrow. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, listen, it's tough because you can either be super into it, super not, or just not care. And if you're with somebody who's not into it and you are, that can cause some problems, I feel.
Right. And we asked this question going into break before we went into commercials. We asked the same question. The phones lit up, but there was one person on the line who really stood out to us. And that person's name was Steven. We were not expecting a guy to call in for this segment, but he sounded like a real hopeless romantic. You know what I mean?
And
I think the world needs more men who are in touch with their feelings. Hi, good morning, Steven.
Hey, guys. So I heard what you were talking about. And with regards to that, I know one person who wants nothing to do with Valentine's Day.
Oh, please share.
Okay.
Please share with us, Steven.
Are we live right now?
God, I hope so.
No. Really?
Yeah, I mean, I heard what you guys were talking about, and I decided I had to call in because I've been dating my girlfriend for 5 months. And I made all these like plans for Valentine's Day, you know, and, she told me on Monday that she hopes I didn't make plans because she hates Valentine's Day. So, I mean, that was kind of like disappointing to hear because I've been like looking forward.
How many times in your life, Steven, have you heard a woman tell you that they hate Valentine's Day?
Yeah. What?
I don't feel like I've heard that much because it's like all about them.
Right.
So what are the plans you made?
So, you know, I made plans to have drinks at my house before dinner. Mm-hmm. And then I made reservations at Artisan Works, which is like, I don't know if you guys know it. It's like this dinner and dancing event.
I didn't know anything about it. So what is it? You just go to dinner and then they have a DJ after? Or is it slow dancing?
Yeah. She loves dancing and like, I'm going to get her flowers. And when I told her I had like all this plan, she was like, no, you better not. I don't want to do anything on Valentine's Day. And it's always been a tradition that I spend it with Dylan. And
the hell's like, Dylan?
So Dylan is her best friend from college, and they've like always been single on Valentine's Day, so they just always spend it together. But, you know, she's not single anymore.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, so I just feel like an idiot because, like, I already spent this money. To like, you know, it's Valentine's Day. They always have to like, you know, you have to like prepay.
Well, have you met Dylan? Let's go back.
I mean, I met him one time, but we didn't really have a conversation.
Okay.
Okay, so she's choosing to opt out with celebrating Valentine's Day with you so she could spend it with this guy named Dylan, who she's always spent it with because she's known him since college. Am I getting this right? Is that right?
Yeah, okay, and in fairness, because they've both always been single on Valentine's Day.
Okay, but they're not now. So
yeah, so what was your response to that? I'm sure you didn't just brush it off, Steven.
I was like, I get that he's your friend, but I mean, you're not single anymore, so why not celebrate this like holiday about love?
Right.
You guys have been dating how long? 5 months,
about
you
five
said.
Months.
Okay, 5 months, you said. And so she knows that you guys are committed. You guys are committed. You're together. Or is it more of, has this been more of a casual thing?
I don't know.
That sounds super promising, Steven. Well, so
no. I mean, we like, you know, we've had some conversations, but not like.
Do you do everything a couple would do? Like, have you discussed?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So, in your mind, you guys are together.
Yes.
Do you fear that with this response about the Valentine's Day extravaganza, she doesn't feel that way?
No. I mean, I that's not crossed my mind. I mean, I do so much for her. You know, I'm always there for her. Like, I kind of plan everything around her. So, yeah.
Doesn't really sound like she's super there for you, but all right.
Yeah, I would find some more, not to scare you, but I'd dig a little deeper and get some more info on who this Dylan guy is. But anyway, so now what's the plan?
Well, I'm just kind of confused, like if I should cancel all the plans I made because I already spent the money or if I should just go by myself.
Do you have a nice friend from college named Danielle that you can take? Like, I don't.
Yeah, Steven, honestly, you've spent the money. Go to Artisan Works, man. Dinner and dancing. Maybe you'll meet somebody single there. If your girl doesn't want to join you, then
that's, you know, on her.
That's on her, man. It sounds like you really went through a lot of trouble to plan all this.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
What is your gut telling you? You got a bad feeling about this? Be honest.
I mean, now I do. I didn't before.
Thanks. Aren't you glad you called in? Let's brainstorm here and figure out what we can do. I would sit down and have a conversation with her because it really does seem like this is important to you, is it not? Am I just shooting in the dark here?
It is. No, it is important. It is important.
Because, it is important.
Yeah.
If this wasn't important to you, dude, you wouldn't have. I mean, how much are these tickets at Artisan Works? Like 80 something bucks?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, you.
You blew 160. So what? What's happening here?
I know.
I'm confused and I want you to have the best outcome. Listen, don't shoot the messenger. I'm just spitballing here. Invite Dylan, you know, three way.
Invite Dylan.
I would have a
thruple.
Yeah. I mean, if she can't leave his side on V-Day, invite Dylan.
Is this the first time she's ever canceled on you to hang out with this guy?
No, she's done it in the past.
Right.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, Steven.
I don't either. This is...
I do have good news, though. We do have a girl by the name of Lindsay that's texting in. Was like, I'm more than happy to go to celebrate Valentine's Day with Steven. She goes, I got no plans. You want to ask her what she looks like?
Yes.
Text us back. What do you look like?
What's the vibe?
What are your numbers?
What's your digits? Oh, my goodness.
Steven, if it doesn't work out with this girl... continue to do you. Go ahead, take yourself out on dates, whether it's doing it alone on Valentine's Day. Hell, I would never do that. But if that's what you got
to
do,
you do what
on
you
Friday
need to
night,
do.
Next Friday night, then do it, man. But I would find some more All info right. about this this Dylan guy and who he is. I've seen this movie, buddy. It doesn't end well.
It doesn't. Or you can just fully lean into it and just launch the thruple. Hard launch on V-Day.
Oh, thanks, guys.
All right, man. Good luck. Hey,
thanks for nothing.
Keep us posted, okay? Will you?
All right, I will.
All right, let us know what's going on with Dylan. Thanks, man. Have a good day.
You too.
Oof.
Woof.
That's rough. Well, these things happen. You know, it just crossed my mind. We probably should have asked if Dylan was gay.
Yeah, that probably would have been really helpful information.
There are some ladies texting in, though, that are more than happy to be Steven's Valentine's Day date. He's got to figure out what's going on with that late his special lady friend.
Yeah.
Let's go over to this text message that says, OMG, I'll take this guy over my boyfriend who literally told me we cannot celebrate Valentine's Day until the end of March when he has more time.
What?
It's got to be at the end of March.
What is literally happening?
Hi, good morning, Mr. Breezy.
Let's do a St. Patrick's Day, Valentine's Day combo.
That does sound nice. Hi, guys. I've been with my husband for 6 years. Never once has he gotten me flowers or cards. Steven sounds like a sweet guy. And it's only because my husband says it's a commercial holiday, and I've just accepted that. We've been together for 10 years, married for 4. He doesn't do it. Got to go to Artisan Works.
That just sounds miserable. Just sounds miserable.
Some people just don't want to do it, man.
Okay, but like,
I mean,
some people
then
don't like their birthdays, but like, you still have to celebrate your girlfriend's birthday. You know what I mean? Like, some people don't like birthdays, but you still have to do it.
It's just one of those holidays where you're either people are either in or they're out.
This person says, good morning. My boyfriend of 7 years hasn't planned anything yet. So.
Okay.
Great. Who says romance is dead? Am I right?
Right? We got to figure out who the hell this Dylan guy is. I'm excited. Holy.
So I'm hitting the panic button. USPS temporarily has suspended accepting packages from China and Hong Kong. The U.S. Postal Service announced yesterday on Tuesday night that it has temporarily suspended accepting any packages sent from China or Hong Kong until further notice. The suspension is effective immediately, and USPS said that letters and flats are not included in the suspension, only packages. The Postal Service did not provide a reason for the suspension or how long it expects to last, but it does have something to do with President Trump's new 10% tariff on Chinese goods, which is not great. And China said that they, starting next Monday, they would implement a 15% tariff on coal, natural gas products, along with a 10% tariff on crude oil, agricultural machinery, large engine cars imported from the U.S. So this is really tough. Kiss your Shein and Temu orders goodbye.
For now.
Yes. I mean,
there are some people that are absolutely in a panic. And then there's some people that are just like, let's give it 30 days and see what happens.
Do you know how many things we get from China?
Majority of them.
Literally everything. So U.S. officials pointed out the growth in, like I said, the Shein and the Temu of it all, which if you remember last year, since we are right around the Super Bowl time,
yeah,
Temu was literally the biggest sponsor of the Super Bowl.
They were
the most American thing you could possibly be. So please make it make sense. China slammed the US's move and said it's an unreasonable suspension. And President Trump plans to speak with the Chinese president in the upcoming days. So cross your fingers and your toes. But until then, you will not be getting that gift that you ordered for your loved one that came from China for Valentine's Day. Sorry.
So, yeah, you can stop ordering off the TikTok shop now.
Yeah.
Probably not going to get it. Do you remember who was in Super Bowl 58 last year?
The Chiefs.
Against who? You watched
it. Was it the 49ers?
That's correct, Breezy. It was.
You know me, huge football girl.
Big football energy over here.
Yes.
You know,
they didn't stand a chance. Sorry, Brock Purdy.
It's interesting you bring this up because it makes you wonder. You have certain people that are usually, you know, kind of go with the flow and people panic at the news. And then you have the other people who are very much overly prepared all the time.
And that's been popping up on my TikTok. It's getting to the point where, like, I wish I was one of the people that deleted TikTok and couldn't get it back, because it's it's very much a fear-mongering thing for me. So I want to talk about, because I know you, and I know you're very type A, but does that mean you're prepared? Like, I know you have your things in order, but are you prepared if something were to happen, just in general, just in life?
I mean, I'm prepared to party.
Right. We do know that.
Am I prepared for a disaster?
I mean, couldn't be you.
I don't want to scare anyone, but I like to think that I am.
I don't know if you are. I really don't. But we will talk about that, because I'm curious to know just how far, not just you, but anyone is prepared for any situation in life.
It's Peak Swine Mornings with Moose and Breezy. High of, I don't know, like negative 18. Who cares? Breezy lost a hubcap on Monday, and then yesterday she convinced herself that the world is coming to an end.
Guys, it's really dark. So, it's really dark in here.
So she went to Aldi's, purchased 2 cans of soup to add to her end of the world survivor kit. It's been a tough week.
It's really been a hard one. It's scary inside my brain, truly.
Obviously, with the tariffs that were set into place by President Trump, people are feeling very uneasy of what the future looks like.
Yeah.
Now, some people tend to panic more than others when watching the news. And then you have certain people who are constantly prepared. I mean, it doesn't matter if you go for a leisurely hike on a Sunday afternoon through Cobbs Hill. More than likely, they're bringing a generator with them.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and like, it just makes me wonder, because I keep seeing all these things on TikTok, and you know, it's the fear-mongering purchases that they're trying to hook you in with. It's like the world is ending and you need this solar charger power lamp because you're not going to have access to water. And I'm like, what? But it's just like crazy, right? So it makes me think, and I want to ask you this morning, and anybody else listening, 585-252-9800. You are the most type A person I know. You are very much everything's in order, everything has a place, everything is, you know, planned and ready to go.
Sure.
And it makes me wonder, when you were living in LA, were you ever prepared for natural disaster? I mean, we just saw the wildfires in LA. We know that earthquakes hit LA all the time. And that can leave people and residents of that area pretty shaken up of lack of water, lack of resources, lack of energy, power, whatever the case may be. And it, I wanted to know, were you like a doomsday prepper? Not so much a doomsday prepper, but like if something were to happen, did you have a couple weeks of supplies ready to go?
Well, it's funny enough you say that. I had a friend who I, you know, moved there the same time I did. We both worked at the same production company and we both experienced our first earthquake together.
Okay.
Well, that was enough to put her over the edge. So she put together a list of everything somebody needed to have to prepare for a disaster. And she goes, you need to make sure every single thing on this list is ready to go and stored away for when you need it the most. I'm like, all right. And she was totally prepared. But on my list, oh man, what did I have?
Yours
I
had like Cheetos.
No, I had six bottles of Dasani and just a rope. That was it. That was my survivor kit. I had six bottles of water and some rope, which I didn't even know what I was going to do with the rope. But
right.
That's you would have thought I would have been more prepared, but I never was worried. What's shocking enough, you know?
Yeah.
Because I am pretty type A, but I'm never like, you know, it's different for me. I don't know. Sometimes I'm not prepared. Like the Bills game I went to, the playoff game the other week, I didn't even bring gloves. It was like 2 degrees outside.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying? People are like, dude, where's your gloves?
Your phalanges like, are just like freezing off. Like,
I don't have them. There are some things that I'm really concerned about and very type A with. And
see,
then there's others where I'm like, I fly by the seat of my pants.
I think that's so funny because my girlfriend is the exact same way. I'm just like kind of throw caution to the wind to everything in my life mostly. But I think it's so funny because I don't understand how you can really sit there and be both. Because how can you sit there and be like, this needs to be planned and this needs to work out and this and this and this and this. And then we're like, hey, a storm's coming. You should probably bring gloves. You're like, nah, I'll be fine.
That's what it, you know, I
can't.
It's just,
can't
that's what it is.
Can't even wrap my head around
Here's
it.
Some of the things you guys would absolutely need, okay? If, let's say, there was a disaster or
something were to happen.
Wegmans runs out of food. It's like water, food. Non-perishable food items, you know, though, you guys. We're not talking about chicken breast. We're talking canned goods, energy bars,
right.
Freeze-dried meals, first aid kits. That's the essential. You need a light source, a very good, reliable flashlight. You can find those on the TikTok shop. You're not going to get it in time, though. Shelter. Some of you are going out of your way to buy storage containers to dig a hole in your backyard in Hilton and Spencerport and Ogden and shove these storage container units underground. You want to talk about being overly prepared?
That's insane. People I know someone it. Like that. I know someone like that.
And you know what? I'm telling you right now, God forbid there is a disaster and you know that person who has that shelter.
There you go.
They're not going to let you in.
No, not at all. You ever watch Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt? They were like mole people. They went underneath the ground and they had the whole thing, the whole setup.
What was that Michael Shannon movie where he was waiting for the world to end? His family thought he was crazy. Guys, what's the name of that movie? It stars Michael Shannon. He puts a storage container in his backyard. Great film. But everybody thought he was just a psychopath. Turns out his intuition was spot on.
Let's see. Take Shelter.
Take Shelter. That's the name of it. Great movie.
Can I do that one next week?
Nope.
Cool.
We're going to do a Valentine's Day movie.
That is true.
And don't forget basic hygiene, you guys. Soap, toothbrush, toothpaste.
With the water. With the water bottles. Yeah, the things that my... honestly, I said this to Moose off air. I kind of wish that I was rage deleting TikTok when it was banned, because me not having it would probably do wonders for my psyche, because the things that are popping up on my algorithm are truly terrifying. They're like, you need this solar panel charger, and you need this filter that you can put your pee in and then you can drink it because it turns into water. I'm like, what is going on here? What is happening?
Tina goes, guys, you're forgetting toilet paper. What about toilet paper? Dude wipes would probably be a better choice, but sure. Speaking of LA, there was homeless people more prepared than I was in LA. You should have saw some of these encampments. I'm not kidding you. They built them right in the middle of the medium. This one person, 6 months they worked on this tent. I don't even know what you'd call it. It was nicer than my place. Then they're out of their mind on drugs.
Right.
So I'm like, this guy's an engineer.
He's creative.
He put solar panels on the roof of this tent.
That's insane.
I swear to you. There was solar panels, a picket fence that went around I don't know where he found turf, but he laid out turf. There was a peephole in the tent door. He actually put numbers. Like, the guy had a zip code for actually living there. It was a house number. And the cops came by and they knocked on the tent. And I witnessed this happen. And they said, sir, they opened the tent. There was a flat screen TV with power playing in the tent.
Because of the solar panels.
I don't know where it was plugged into. It was in the middle of the road. And they told the guy, I thought they were like, we got to take all this down. This is in the middle of COVID.
Right.
And they looked at the guy and was like, hey, some of your tent is hanging off the curb. You have to move it up. Otherwise, we're going to have to ask you to take it down.
Wow.
I'm like, this is wild to me.
It's funny that you mentioned COVID, because I take comfort in knowing that, like, we survived, probably, hopefully, fingers crossed, the closest thing to the end of the world that we as a country, or we as a nation, or we as a world will ever go through, which was COVID, because we didn't know what was to come. You know what I mean? So I take comfort in knowing we survived that. I take comfort in knowing we survived the TikTok shutdown. I take comfort in knowing all these things.
Survived the TikTok shutdown? What was there to survive?
No, an app went away for 12 hours. I'm just saying, like, that all worked itself out. Like, everyone was freaking out. It all worked itself out within 12 hours. Like, I just take comfort in knowing that. This person says, sourdough bread. I understand why everyone was making it during COVID. It's bread that you can make with just flour and water and kneading.
It's the best tasting bread, and it's the healthiest for you.
And there you go.
Take a piece of sourdough toast any day of the week.
And there you have it.
Oh, by the way, that tent, it ended up exploding. The guy was making meth in it. So, welcome to Hollywood. 98 PXY.